Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And that blogger might be our guest today, JenningsWire blogger, happiness author, and expert, Tita Speck, whose latest book, The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required, is due out next year. And we'll be talking about simple ways to simplify your life and stop feeling overwhelmed. So welcome, Tita.
Oh, thanks so much, Stacey. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. So now, tell us a little bit about the simple life, about how you can go about simplifying your day to day so that you are just not feeling suffocated and overwhelmed by responsibilities and so on.
Absolutely, I can do that, Stacey. I think the number one thing that we have to remember as moms and as professional people, and we've got an overload of scheduling and of doing things with kids and for others, is that we have to take time out for ourselves. And the big thing here is that time out has to be what I call an alone time, absolute time for oneself. And if that can be done, then in that alone time that one takes, one can then become aware of who one is and what one wants to do with one's life. And that may also mean in that whole idea of removing some things that are filling up the life, in other words, causing it to be overwhelmed, or maybe there's something missing, Stacey, and one needs to put something in one's life in order to prevent the overwhelmed feeling.
Now, how can you tell that something might be missing, especially if you are super, super busy?
Well, I think, Stacey, the number one thing is we have to listen to our feelings and we have to listen to our physical sensations. And it may be, for instance, that we're heading out, let's say, to a brunch every Sunday with our family. We've been doing it for years and years and years. And there's something in us that is dissatisfied with that. We're feeling a gnawing sense that something isn't working anymore, or that we're feeling uncomfortable. And when and it usually is our gut, isn't it? It's our stomach sort of making a noise, or perhaps we even have some sensation of pain or a sense of a rash or something that's bothering us. We're scratching our heads because that is our body telling us that where we are or what we're doing may not be the fit that we want anymore. So first of all, listen to your gut, listen to yourself. That's one key element.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, once you have discovered that something missing, you've identified that, you've become aware that your body is reacting to this, you know, we're just using this example, this brunch every week, and you're like, this is not right. Something's gnawing at me from the inside. Once you realize that something isn't right there, what do you do next? I mean, it's got to be so hard to just kind of say, well, I'm going to cut this out now. You've been doing it for so long. That's got to be a struggle.
Yeah, it is. And that's why the whole idea of changing, the whole idea of either removing or adding new things to our lives sometimes is so difficult, Stacey, because moving from what we know and from what other people know of us and how we behave can be, as you say, very, very difficult. So how can we do this? The first thing is we're honest with ourselves. We identify what we consider not something that we want to do anymore, and we admit to ourselves, I don't want to do this anymore. And that telling that truth to ourselves is the first big step. The next step is sharing that truth, perhaps, let's say it's with our partner, or maybe it's with our mother, who we go out to brunch with. In other words, it's being honest with the other people who may be impacted by that change you want to make. And if that change you want to make, if the conversation you have with your partner, with your mother, is honest, you talk about how you know it's important to them, but you're feeling that you now want and need this kind of a change, then they, knowing you and appreciating you and loving you, Stacy, they will probably meet you halfway. They will come to understand why you want to make the change.
So what is the key to all of this, Kita? What's the key to recognizing these things, to being aware, to having the courage to make the change? Is there one underlying thing that is critical that people must be aware of and then also take action on?
I think the number one thing people have to be aware of, and I've made reference to it at the beginning of our conversation, Stacy, is the fact that if you continue in your schedule and in your life pattern and in your rituals and in your traditions, and there is never time taken to remove yourself from that scheduling, in other words, that timeout I was talking about, where you actually go inside and you almost do what I call a personal inventory. You can call it your life inventory. What's working for me now? What isn't working for me now? When you can do that, Stacy, and do it honestly, you will definitely come up with some outcomes that will be exciting, that will be interesting, and I can guarantee you they'll also be scary, because they probably will involve some form of change. And as you've alluded, sometimes making that change is not easy.
A lot of times I think changing is difficult for people. I think especially, and maybe you can speak to this quickly, for women, just because of the fact that they don't want to rock the boat.
Oh, absolutely, Stacy. And the whole aspect to this is the fact that women are more the nurturers, the sharers, the more they are the ones who actually are, if you like, organizing and wanting to move and push forward that social network. They're social beings. They're far more the type to be sharing and wanting to make sure everybody is happy and that the whole group is moving along harmoniously. When you, as a woman, depart from that sort of tribal thought, which is very natural, and you start thinking about yourself, that means you're the individual versus the group or the tribe, then that aspect becomes very, very difficult for you to move on because of the sense that you want to always be tied to the group and make sure that the group is all right. And above all, we as women tend to want to please the group, Stacy. And in that pleasing, we sometimes acquiesce, we sometimes give up, or we sometimes put aside or defer what we really need to do for ourselves.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything that you're talking about here, Kita. And you've given us, really, I mean, some wonderful insight and things to think about. And so I would urge our listeners to check out more from Kita Speck, her book, Services. I know, Kita, that you are going to be offering a free upcoming training series, Stop Overwhelm, Discover the Simple Steps to Simplify Your Life. And if you are interested in signing up for that, you can do so at Kita's website, which is kitaspack.com. And of course, we will spell that for everybody, KITASZ, as in zebra, P as in Paul, AK. So kitaspack.com. And thank you, Kita. I always, always treasure our conversation.
Well, I do too, Stacy. Thanks for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers, just like Kita, that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com. Discover the bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.